Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. Welcome once more to the Great Rosary Campaign. In these dark times, we need to fight evil with the most powerful weapons at our disposal. The Rosary certainly counts for that. And we're on a year-long mission for the conversion of cultural leaders, where we announce weekly on Sundays a call to pray for specific fallen away Catholics and non-Catholics. And you can get updates in your inbox at greatrosarycampaign.com. You can sign up there. And we'll tell you each week who we're praying for, and we're going to ask you to pray for it, for them, excuse me, and then we're also going to have a suggested penance. And so this week's rosary target is former President Jimmy Carter, and the suggested penance is reading Psalm 51 for him each day and offering it for the president, the former president. So Psalm 51 is the great psalm of King David after he was basically called to repent by the prophet Nathan for his sin of adultery against Bathsheba. So, against Bathsheba, but also against her husband Uzziah, and obviously against God. And so Psalm 51 has kind of become the paradigmatic, you know, psalm for how each of us should repent. And David shed tears and asked God to forgive his sins. And so we want to pray that every day this week for former President Carter. The former president has certainly done many good things in his life. He's also stood up for a number of evil things. And he's clearly nearing the end. He's been in hospice care for a while. I believe he's either 100 or about to pass 100, an impressive and long life. But no matter how long any of us live, if we don't end in a state of grace, it's all for nothing, because eternity is forever. And it's in one of two places, heaven or hell. And we want President Carter to be in heaven. We want this man to be worshiping Jesus Christ, worshiping the Holy Trinity face to face, and hopefully with all of us as well. We need to pray for our own salvation, of course. But this week, we'll pray for President Carter, and every day we want to read Psalm 51 and offer it on his behalf as a prayer. So again, there are three reasons we pray the rosary: to keep the faith, for repentance and moral renovation, and for conversions. Obviously, we want President Carter, against all hope, against all earthly hope, to become Catholic, to receive the sacraments. How wonderful that would be as he enters the twilight of his own life. And remember our six biblical themes. We pray for our brethren. Number two, we pray for our enemies. Number three, we pray for our leaders and those in authority, or in the case of President Carter, those who have been in authority. We go into battle with the Ark, the new Ark of the Covenant, Our Lady, as the Israelites went with the old Ark around the city of Jericho for 7 days. And on the seventh day, the walls came down. We're hoping that on the seventh day, extraordinary graces from our Lord and through Our Lady are delivered for the former president, so that the walls that may be inhibiting his own conversion come down just in time for him to meet his maker. Fifth, that evangelism and apologetics is actually four things: love, arguments, prayer, and penance. It's not enough to just offer arguments. We need to first be grounded in love, which is loving another for their highest good, namely God. And then we offer arguments, but then, and this is what the Great Rosary Campaign is all about, we need to offer prayer and penance. We're really, really selling not only ourselves short, the gospel short, but our Lord and Our Lady short, if we're not engaging in those two things, prayer and penance. They're so vital. I've seen so many completely unexpected conversions, including in myself, frankly, through these two miracle medicines of the spiritual life, prayer and penance. And then finally, the sixth biblical theme is returning good for evil. As I've said with all these Great Rosary Campaign videos, anytime you pray the rosary publicly, a lot of Protestants come out and start accusing you of idolatry, of worshiping Mary, whatnot. We know that's not true. As a former Protestant myself, I know that's not true. And if that happens, and it will happen if you publicly take part in this campaign, return good for evil. If a Protestant says something, mean or unkind to you, say something kind to them. And, you know, who knows? Maybe that act of kindness, maybe doing an act of reparation for them, maybe adding them to your rosary, this completely random Protestant online, will maybe lead to their conversion one day. So return good for evil. And with that, we'll close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth, I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.